This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
And some big news today as Premier Doug Ford declared a state of emergency in the province and as such ordered the immediate closure of all bars and restaurants except those offering takeout, as well as places of worship, theaters, private schools, daycares. The province continues to, and the city of Toronto continues to shut down as we try to take, you know, precautionary moves in order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. We're talking to a number of our regulars and our great friends of the Nightside. And Richard Krause is on the line, host of Pop Life on CTV and The Richard Krause Show. Hey, Richard, welcome and thank you for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me, Barb.
So interesting days for everybody. How are you managing through this?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm a writer primarily. I mean, I spend a fair amount of time at the radio station, fair amount of time at the television station where we do Pop Life. Other than that, I'm usually home writing. And so that by its very nature is kind of like self-isolating. So This hasn't been that different for me, except now I've only really been out of the house for probably less than an hour since Friday. And it's starting to wear on me a little bit. I will say that, but I know that it's the right thing to do, and I will continue to do this for as long as it takes. But, you know, this house is pretty clean. I'll tell you that. The house is clean. The laundry's up to date. Everything is done as we just sort of putter around here.
I know. I was actually looking around my kitchen and thinking, this kitchen needs to be cleaner because all I'm doing is staying home and trying to get some stuff done while we prepare for every day's show. You mentioned, and we're going to talk a lot about the movie situation, but you mentioned to me off the air that you and your wife are purposely not, you know, hoarding groceries. No. And getting out to do a little jaunt to the grocery store is a nice way to just take a walk and get out there.
And we've been really judicious about it. You know, we live in the middle of the city. And so we're lucky that if you walk 5 minutes north, south, east, or west, you're going to hit at least one grocery store and big ones, too. And So we haven't had any problems in getting stuff. I haven't stood in any bigger lineups than I might have, you know, on a Friday afternoon doing grocery shopping in regular times. So I haven't been bothered by that at all so far. And we are just buying what we need. I know that there are noticeably fewer things on store shelves right now, but I do also believe in the supply chain. I believe there's more stuff coming. I don't think that there is any need to hoard. And in fact, in a lot of ways, I think it's irresponsible to do that, because if you've got, you know, everyone seems to be hoarding toilet paper. If you've got 700 rolls of toilet paper in your house, it means that your neighbors, you know, may not have access to some of things like that, you know, basic necessities. So I don't think it's the wise, even though the news feels like it's giving people anxiety about this. We're trying very hard just to maintain business as usual as much as you can, given the times that we're in right now.
And the times that we're in, I mean, what's happening now, which is maybe going to cause some people to panic, and I encourage people not to panic at all, because everything we are used to being able to do, or many things, shutting down, at least for a couple of weeks, including movie theaters. Now, before the state of emergency was declared today, Cineplex made the announcement last night that they were going to be shutting down theaters. I think when it came to movie theaters and sort of Broadway-type productions, the people in charge were hoping for a bit that they could find a way to continue to bring that entertainment to people. But it became clear that really the most responsible thing is just to have a shutdown, at least for the short term.
I think so. You know, if you think about Mirvish Productions alone, and I just did some rough math in my head. So they have the Princess of Wales Theater, the Ed Mirvish Theater, and the Royal Alex, all of which hold about roughly 2,000 people, some a little more, some a little less, but let's say 2,000 people. And then plus they've got the CAA Theater, which probably holds about 700 people. And if you do the math, putting eight shows on at each of those theaters, you're talking about tens of thousands of people coming in and out of those buildings in close proximity to one another, touching the same stuff, all that sort of thing. The smart thing to do, and they did it early on, was to shut down. And it's going to cost them a fortune, and it's putting people out of work, but I do think it's probably the right move. As for Cineplex, they also did the correct thing. I mean, the idea that movie theaters were going to stay open, but they were blocking off every second seat, so you would be socially distanced from the person next to you, just didn't feel to me like it was ever going to work. And if you look at the box office grosses from last week, it was a pretty much empty situation at most theaters in the country. I mean, the entire top 10 only brought in about $50 million in North America, and that's essentially what one film may have brought in, on the low end on a regular week. So, people weren't going. They were staying out of theaters anyway, so probably best shut them down, do a deep clean on them, lock them up, and then, hopefully the situation rights itself sooner rather than later.
As every day goes by, we seem to find more and more things happening. And one of the big ones, Universal Pictures, is collapsing the theatrical window. So what that means is yesterday they said they would make movies available in the home on the same day as their global theatrical releases, beginning with DreamWorks Animation's Trolls World Tour opening April 10th in the U.S. How big a deal is this?
This is a huge deal. This is probably the biggest news to come out of Hollywood in a couple of years, because it is something that Hollywood's been trying to figure out how to do for a very long time. They've wanted to figure out what the balance between the theatrical experience is, going to the movies in a theater, versus at home, and how to get people that aren't going to rush out and see Trolls World Tour or whatever the movie might be and pay a premium to see it in a theater, how to get them to pay a premium to see it at home. And so you're going to pay about $20 for one of these titles, and there's a number of them. There's Trolls World Tour, which hasn't come out yet. Nobody's seen it. There's The Hunt. There's Emma. There's The Invisible Man. The Invisible Man. All those movies have been released to theaters, but obviously no one has access to them right now, so they're all coming online as well. And so you'll pay $20. You'll have access to it for 48 hours. Now, if you've got a family of five, family of four, whatever, you're making money on that deal rather than going to the theater. So it's a good deal for some people, depending on the numbers. But I think that this is going to be sort of the beginnings of a big wave. I think that for a long time we've been eroding the distance between what they call the theatrical window. So it plays in a theater, and you wait 90 days to release it on a streaming service or on DVD or whatever. We've been eroding that away for some time. And I think that this is the final nail in that coffin. I think that when all this is said and done, that the legacy for the film industry will be that the streaming of new, very popular movies will be the thing that we take away from this, and it will change the way we're watching movies.
So what does that mean, in your opinion, in terms of theaters and the way people want to see movies? I mean, does that perhaps spell the beginning of the end of theaters, or will there always be people who want that experience?
I think there will always be people that want that experience. I think that going to see movies is hardwired into our DNA, and not necessarily just the idea of movies themselves, but storytelling and watching a show of some sort with a large crowd of people. You're sitting in the dark, people are laughing or they're crying or they're doing whatever it is, they're reacting however they react. I do think that that is just hardwired into us. I think that that will never go away completely. Now, do we need movie theaters that hold 600 people? Maybe not in the future. Maybe movie theaters get a little smaller. Maybe it becomes, more like it was in the 1970s. And in the 1950s, they used to have movie theaters that would seat 1,000 people, and it slowly got smaller and smaller, and then it started to get bigger again. I think that possibly will have smaller theaters, but I don't think they'll ever go away completely.
I have to ask you about this story that I found, and you can perhaps speak to what a big story this is or how big this story is. The Indian film industry is shutting down due to the coronavirus. And one thing I read said it is one of the world's most prolific content production engines.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. The Bollywood industry creates, and other films, not all films made in India are Bollywood films, but it is a huge business. It is an absolutely enormous business. They will make, you know, at any given time, there could be, you know, 100 films in production. And this is a very significant news, as it entertains a huge swath of the world as well. It's a giant audience that, you know, I'm sure that there are enough films in the pipeline to keep things going for a little while. But the Indian audience, much like the audiences in North America, we're going to start noticing things in, not right away, but in 6 months, in 8 months, we're going to start noticing that instead of having five movies to choose from on a weekend to go see, there'll be fewer because production has shut down on so many movies that it's going to take a little while to get caught up. Paul Schrader, the great film director who also wrote Taxi Driver and all that kind of stuff, recently had his film shut down because one of the extras came down with the coronavirus, and he tweeted, "I'm an old man. I'm tough. I want to keep making this movie. What better way to die than doing something you love?" Paul Schrader for you.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, I'll tell you, I spoke to one of your friends yesterday, Thess from Southern Accent.
Yes.
And we're, you know, one of the things I think it's really important for us to do here on the show and at News Talk 1010 with all the hosts is just to let our listeners know, you know, it feels out of control now. Things are going to get back to normal and we're all taking these measures. But if you have, you know, if you have anything perhaps you wanted to pass along to our listeners, I'm just trying to keep everybody positive and realizing, you know, we will get through this and things will eventually be back to normal.
I agree. And, you know, I think that you should in some ways distance yourself from social media. Be careful about what you watch. I think it's really easy to go down a rabbit hole of negativity there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Listen to the experts. Don't pay too much attention to what, you know, Betsy from, you know, your Twitter group says about this. Just be very careful. On Friday, I started a hashtag called Project Positivity, and we've had over 12,000 people chime in so far on this, and it's a hashtag. You just put a positive thought out there, a photograph, something that you love, throw it on there, hashtag it. Project Positivity. And I will tell you, it made a huge difference to my mood over the weekend to see how people are coming together, to see how people are doing the right thing, and to see how people are taking this very seriously, but trying to find a kernel of good in there somewhere.
It sounds so great. And we appreciate you joining us, Richard Krause. Thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Barb. I'll see you around the station sometime.
Okay, we'll see you at some point.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.